spa right here, and then we'll put a brand new patio table and chairs right there. Huh?
I think what you see is a mirage.
No way, man. It's an oasis.
At Aspen Spas of St. Louis, they want you to see your yard as an oasis and for you to be able to enjoy every moment spent in it. Aspen Spas is St. Louis's only spa manufacturer designed and built right here in the heart of St. Louis. Go to AspenSpaOfSTL.com or head to their manufacturing plant and showroom located on McCree just off Kings Highway and 44. Not only do they have spas, but everything you need to turn your backyard into your oasis. Top quality American patio furniture from trusted brands and barbecue grills from leaders in the industry like Big Green Egg, Green Mountain Grills, Saber, and The Good One. Make your backyard dreams a reality and go to Aspen Spas today or find them at AspenSpaOfSTL.com.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
American Eagle Credit Union's Visa Signature Credit Card is here. Imagine earning 1.5% cash back on every purchase. That's right, 1.5% cash back. No limit, no changing purchase categories, and no annual fee. Why choose a big bank card when you can get all of this and more from your neighbors at American Eagle Credit Union? American Eagle Credit Union has branches throughout the entire St. Louis metropolitan area, from Florissant to Arnold to O'Fallon to Shiloh, Illinois to O'Fallon, Missouri, and there and back. Stop by your local branch today and open up your account or apply for your new American Eagle Credit Union Signature Visa Card online at ameaglecu.org. 1.5% cash back, no limit, no annual fee. That's where I'm going. ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. All loans subject to approval. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is your guy losing the spark and energy you used to love? Well, he can't help it. After 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can really slow him down. But ladies, we can help him feel that spark and energy again with a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Just text KEEP to 42424. Nugenix is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. And the results speak for themselves.
Suddenly, he has so much more energy. I can't believe it. It's definitely a turn-on.
He has passion and drive again. It's incredibly sexy.
It's like the guy I knew 10 years ago suddenly showed up again.
Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text KEEP to 42424. That's KEEP to 42424.
Are you hungry, thirsty, want to shoot some darts, billiards, or play a little keno? How about karaoke? Dillon Sports Pub and Grill in Arnold, Missouri is open 365 days a year. We open at 6 a.m. every day. We're open on Sundays. We never close. Home of the perfect Bloody Mary, breakfast pizza, and some amazing wings, biscuits, and gravy. Dillon's is the last place on earth that you can eat, drink, and smoke. Located just 5 minutes south of 55-270. Friend us on Facebook, and you might receive a free appetizer with your food and beverage purchase. Tell them Big E sent you.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for details.
Dr. Doug is patiently waiting while we get caught up with some business, because there's going to be a whole lot that I want to make sure I get said. And then after tomorrow, when it's over, as soon as I walk out of here, I'll go, hit the Homer thing. Here's what I'll do. I'll go, go! Oh, I forgot to say whatever. We'll just pick up with it and say whatever we didn't say October 2nd at the new place. You take a moment to thank Mark and Jason, not only for 15 of the 20 years, but for going with us. And you'll want to thank them, I think, after you have your first complimentary meeting with them. That'll be a meeting you will set up. They're not going to call you. They don't know your number. But if you have $25,000 or more saved, invested, or just stuck in a jar in the ground under the mattress, wherever it is, or even if you have a financial advisor, can it hurt to get a second opinion? The answer to that is no. Now, especially if you're going to retire or you're changing jobs, real important what happens with that 401k money. My daughter just was part of a big layoff. She has not much, but a little 401k money. Mark and Jason will give her her options of what to do with that. So here's the deal. You have $25,000 or more. Good financial advice is never a bad idea. There was Stiefel Nicholas. They've been there for a long time. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. I have to say that or I go to prison. And outside of that, you just need to know the email address, and you'll hear it again later in the show, and you'll continue. Oh, and I'm happy to announce they will be the new sponsor of the one and only Dan Levi Strauss.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Every day we'll get to say hi to your sponsor.
Yeah.
And you can do the Mark, and then we'll all together say this, yeah.
MarkandJason.com.
All right, let's get Dr. Douglas Pernikoff in here to do what he does every Wednesday. Now, this will not be the last Wednesday. It'll be the last Wednesday here, and then it gets a couple of weeks off, and then October 4th, yeah, it'll be the 4th, you'll be at the new place. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the one with the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, and there are only two, and the one with the lifetime warranty. Let me tell you how this works. We're going to bring Dr. Doug on, and we will immediately take your calls. I think Limey Phillips has an update on that bird that he wants to get rid of, so it looks like we may not need Dr. Doug. Whether you have a bird, an iguana, a snake, a chicken. Chickens are, that's a big deal, people with chickens now.
One of the guys in our band has chickens. He has several chickens.
That's a big deal now.
And we get eggs from him. He'll give us fresh eggs.
I never heard of that, eggs from a chicken.
I know, it's weird.
Dr. Doug will talk to you about any kind of pet you have. He loves animals. He probably loves your pet almost as much as you do, even if he's never met your pet. So here we go. From most cell phones, star KTRS. That would be star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Would you say hello for the last time, at least on this station, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Hello, Doc.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
How you doing? Doctor, are you there? Limey, hold on. Limey, you didn't have the thing pulled up, did you? You did not have the slider up where it was supposed to be, did you?
I pulled up the wrong channel.
Would you apologize to Dr. Doug?
Dr. Doug, I am very sorry that I ruined your intro.
Hey, let me try it again. Hey, everybody, how are you today?
You're doing great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
There you go. Now we're back.
That was good.
We're back on track. So, Limey, tell Dr. Doug what you decide to do about this bird. Now, let's recap. Limey takes a bird and agrees to look after it for a friend. And it's not even the friend's bird. The friend was supposed to be looking at it for somebody else and got so sick of it that he said, hey, would you like look after this little bird that I'm supposed to be looking out after for somebody else? And then we find out nobody wants the bird back, and Limey is stuck with this. What is it, a lovebird?
It is a lovebird.
Yeah.
We can always find homes for you.
No, hold on. Why don't we have an update? We thought we'd have to go to you today, but I believe, Limey, you have a listener who
absolutely. Brian emailed me yesterday. Today and he says, hi, I was listening to yesterday's podcast. If you're looking for another home for the bird, my girlfriend would love it. She has six or seven other lovebirds.
Good.
Let me know if you want me to take a hand off your bird.
She already has six or seven. This could be like a bird orgy.
Right. You know?
That's why they're called lovebirds.
So are you going to give it to
Brian? Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to email Brian later. But, Brian, if you are listening, give us a call, and we'll exchange information and figure out how I can get you this bird.
Now, doctor, and for those listening who aren't familiar with the language, bud is bird, and girlfriend is girlfriend.
I thought he said a bud, like, you know, a funny cigarette bud.
No, but we're kind of working with him, and he's proven that if he really wanted to, he could speak our language. Say bird.
Bird.
See? Say girl.
Girl.
How about that, huh?
You know, that you bring that up, Frank, that I always thought it was interesting that all the famous English musicians, all the bands that we loved in the 70s and 60s...
They sing the way we would sing.
There's
no accent in the
scene. Yeah, exactly. It went away. I was always amazed at that.
Well, what's more amazing is guys like, we've talked about this before, this guy House or Tracy Ullman, these people who have the ability when they speak to completely lose that accent and sound just like Americans. Yeah. And by the way, Limey is an American.
I am an American.
And if anybody wants to email him, and he's gotten lots of emails, hate him, love him, whatever, it's Limey, L-I-M-E-Y, Phillips@gmail.com. Phillips, of course, with
two L's.
Two L's. So, doctor, would you like to take the last set of calls you'll ever take on this station? No, on this station.
Oh, okay. I was afraid I was going
to cry. You're still in the club. Don't worry.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, let's do one more round. Look at that screen. Those aren't big enough. See? Those have to be made bigger. I'm sorry, Doc. Let me give the numbers one more time because we have two lines that are still open. For most cell phones, no matter what your pet is, this is the guy who can help you. Star KTRS. Bigger, please. Star KTRS, or that would be star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We will start with Mike. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
That's right. Thank you.
What's cooking?
Hey, Frank, first thing, I'm the guy that brought you the rhubarb pie.
Oh, my goodness. I'm overdue for a rhubarb pie. When we get to the new place, maybe, did you make it?
No, a friend of mine made it for me. When you get to the new place, I'll bring you one by.
No, let me think about it. Oh, okay.
All right. Hey, Dr. Doug, what do you think about giving cannabis to pets?
Well, you know, it's a new area of interest in the veterinary community. The problem is that you still can't use it in states that aren't approved. So, for instance, there are some companies starting out in California that are developing product that would be used in animals, but they can only sell them in those particular states. So I have nothing against it. I think it would be probably a great idea, probably has a lot of application, and that's all being kind of evolved and developed just like in the human medical industry.
Correct.
So, but again, you can't do it here legally, so you want to be cautious. Okay.
I understand, but off the record, it works pretty good.
Well, I haven't used it yet in animals, and I think that, you know, as the protocols come out, people will say, here's where you should use it, and here's how it's going to work.
Right.
And until that's kind of developed, I wouldn't know what to tell you. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Doug.
Mike, can I ask you a question? What form is it? Is it like a cookie or a gummy bear? How do you give it to the, is it a dog?
It's like, you know, like a little pill, like a little vitamin.
Okay, and it does what? Just mellows it, calms it down, or
it takes the arthritis pain away.
Yeah, I mean, they use it in humans now in end-stage cancer. They'll give them, I think it's called Marinol, and it's a liquid form. You take a few drops based on what the doctor concentration is.
Correct.
And, it's good for pain for people that are just really suffering.
Bark,
after about,
dude.
After about 4 or 5 days of giving it to him, he was acting like a puppy.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Mike, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Frank.
All right. I believe Dan wants to do an impression of a dog who's using marijuana. Go ahead, Dan.
Bark, bark, dude.
Bark up!
All righty. I thought that's exactly how bad I thought it would be.
That's how Dan sounds when he's using it. So.
Well, Dr. Doug, he wouldn't do that. That's illegal here.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You're talking to people who don't break the law.
Oh,
except for occasional speeding. We got Anita in here. Anita, thank you for waiting. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you, Anita?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
My question is about my dog, who is a rescue dog. He looks more German Shepherd than anything else. He's about 12 years old, and he used to weigh about 100 pounds, and he looks like, I think he went down to about 82 the last time we had him in the vet.
Intentionally, or?
No.
Okay.
He's primarily an outside dog.
And normally weighs how much?
100.
About 82. He used to weigh 100.
100, okay. Well,
yeah.
Significant.
So
what he's doing is he's laying around a lot, and it looks like his back legs are losing some of their agility and their strength.
Yes.
And he's also, when he goes to the bathroom, he just walks and goes.
I do that sometimes.
Number one or number two?
Number two.
Okay.
Number one, he still goes out in the yard and kind of half squats and goes.
Maybe your dog is trying to do an impression of a horse. You ever see horses? They just keep walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just drop them and just keep going.
I know. Every
other animal at least stops, kind of squats. Not a horse.
Uh-uh.
When they get weak in the rear legs, a lot of times
they can't squat.
Yeah, well, they can't, and exactly. And they may also lose some nervous control to the backside, so they don't even know that, you know, that they're having problems. So just like an older person, you know, gets managed that way. So, if you can't, you should talk to your veterinarian about a couple different things. Number one, to assess the architecture of the spine and the hips and see with an x-ray and see if there are medications they might suggest for you. And then, if there isn't a simple fix to the incontinence that you're describing with it pooping all over the place, you can actually get diaper structures now. And I know it sounds like a pain in the tush.
It looks weird, too.
It would look weird, but it would also save your relationship with this doggy for as long as you have. But they're going to suggest a couple of different options for the pain medication. That in itself may be enough to help with the stool production, stool control. So that's what I would do. I'd jump to your vet and talk about all these problems, and let's see if you can get them corrected.
Okay. My husband seems to think like it's progressive and degenerative, and there is really no fix for it.
Well, you know, and he might be right to a point, or he might be right completely, but until you try some, there's so many medications out that are useful that I would definitely have your veterinarian take a good look.
How old is this dog?
He's 12. He's 12-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're right. He might be at a point where things aren't going to work very effectively, but, again, you haven't even begun to try, so I'd say give him the benefit of the doubt. You love him, and see what more time you can get out of him, okay?
Okay. Right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. So, hey, Doc, what's the, world's record for the oldest dog? Is it, like, 23 years old or something?
I think it might even be a little bit older, but actually the oldest dog I've seen cats 23 years old, but the oldest dog I've ever seen was a shepherd 21 years old.
Wow.
And that was pretty impressive.
Well, they usually make it, what, 14, 15?
Yeah, I would say shepherds 12 to 16 would be a range, 12 to 14 more predictably. But we've gotten better. You know, when I was starting in vet school 36 years ago, we would say a shepherd's probably going to live, you know, like 9 to 12 years. So the science has gotten better, the health care's gotten better, the diets are better.
For those who don't know, you were an extremely bright child, and 36 years ago, is that what you said it was?
Yes.
You went to vet school. You were at the age of 12, because he's 48 now.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
12 years
old.
Got to vet school. That's pretty impressive. Let's talk to Kathleen. Kathleen, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Kathleen. How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What you got?
Well, this is kind of a not a health question, but I worry every time I leave my 13-year-old multi-poo and I go on vacation. I feel so guilty. He sees me, the cab comes, my luggage goes in, and I leave, and I feel like he must miss me when I'm gone.
Well, he does.
You leave him locked in a closet, or what do you mean?
I mean, do you have somebody staying at the house with him?
He's staying, not staying, but they stop by.
Oh, okay. Well, I think if you can find someone to stay or stop by frequently, he'll do a lot better in his own home, but you always want to make sure that they spend some time with him outside of that event so they know he's part of the scene.
Kathleen, do you ever take him with you?
No.
Never?
No, not when I'm on vacation.
Huh.
Yeah.
Some people take the dog everywhere. I mean everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's not a vacation anymore.
No, it's not a vacation. It's like when you wouldn't want to go on vacation with your kid.
Once you haven't put to sleep.
Until you get back.
Good idea, Frank.
Look at Lyman. He doesn't know that's a running gag. Look at him. He goes, Frank, I can see it on his face. I can't believe you said that. You're with it, Lyman.
So I wouldn't be terribly guilty about that. I mean, you know, pets are there to enrich our lives, and we're there to help them be happy. And the bottom line is that, you know, you do what you do, and you love them all the time you can. But, you know, you really should be able to live your life, I think. And I
so the bottom line really is he does miss me.
He probably does miss you. And that's
absolutely.
A good thing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely they do.
Have you seen some of the soldiers that come home after being in Iraq or somewhere for like a year or two?
But, I know.
But their timeline is not like...
I mean, when I come home every day and these dogs come running, you can see just the way they carry their ears and the way they come looking at you. They definitely love you.
Now, here's the thing. A dog, you can be gone just all day at work, and they greet you like you've been gone for a month.
I know.
That's a great thing about dogs. I don't know if they have a... Doc, you think they have a sense of time? Like
get into patterns where they understand things. And like, you know, yesterday, for instance, I came home and the dogs are all over me, and my wife goes, the steaks on the refrigerator, just like that.
And I've heard it. She didn't sound like it. I don't think she sounds like
it. Yeah, and it wasn't even cooked. She just put it in there. The dogs appreciate me a lot more.
Kathleen, you're obviously a great pet owner, and you care about your dog, and your dog cares about you. What, Dan?
What's your dog's name, Kathleen?
Riley.
You just turn around, walk out.
Hold on, Dan's trying to say
something. You just walk out the door and just say, Riley, get over it. I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's a life of Riley. It's a life of Riley.
That's fine. Sensitive. I like that about you, Dan.
I wouldn't feel guilty. Just give him lots of love. Make sure that the people spend some time. They don't just come in and take them out and walk away. You know, if they're going to spend some time playing with them and whatever little treats that you're allowed to give them.
Maybe I'll get a man cam. And see what's
going
on.
Yeah, you can do that too. That'd be fun.
Yeah, hey, that's not a bad idea.
Maybe I would hate it. Oh, well, thanks for your input, Dr. Doug. I appreciate
have a good trip.
Thank you. I'll be following you.
I think everybody will. Thank you, Kathleen. Bye-bye. There goes Kathleen. Now, you see, the difference between me and Dan. Dan says cruel, cold things like... what was it you suggested?
I'm leaving. Get over it.
Get over it, Riley. I'm leaving. And I say humane things like just put it to sleep.
Yeah.
That's a lot less pain in that than being lonely and wanting to see the owner.
That's a good point.
Let me see who's been on the longest here. Barbara. Barbara, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Oh, hi. Oh, how nice to talk with you. And I will follow you just like I'm following Frank.
Isn't that nice, doctor?
That's very sweet.
What do you got, Barbara?
I have a dog who does everything I ask and goes and does her business on a regular basis outside. However, she has a tendency to come in and she uses the rug by the door to wipe herself. Is that paper I could buy a roll of special paper?
You mean she's kind of rolling her tush on the floor?
She just puts herself in sort of a sitting position.
Put her to sleep.
Moves her tail and drags her little rear end.
Now, Barbara, two things. One, we're going to have to ask you to speak up, but the other thing is you said however, so we have to do this. Yeah.
And there's always a however in life.
Okay. What do you think, Doc? That's very common. Dogs do that.
Your vet definitely will help you by checking the anal glands.
I knew you'd say that. Knew it.
Because there's two little structures just on either side of the anal opening. And they collect material. And in the wild, we've said this before, Mother Nature designed the critter so that when they go to the bathroom, some of that stuff is expressed and it marks their territory. So we don't need it anymore, but unfortunately the foodstuffs that we feed are often creating a soft stool rather than a hard and dry stool. So that's what we want to do. So talk to them about checking the anal glands, and that might be the solution for you. Very simple.
Oh, I never thought about that. I know you've mentioned that before.
Goodness, there's probably anal gland buildup like you can't believe.
Don't ever forget the anal glands.
No. Or things going to explode down there.
You don't want to blow it up while you're in
the
house.
They do explode, actually.
Blow all over the walls and stuff. Oh. Ooh, man, you never clean that up. Barbara, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Now, she had one. I'm going to take a while. profile guest here. She's a little old lady, not from Pasadena, but she just had a sweet little voice. She did. You can just tell sometimes.
She's probably 32 and has something. She's chewing on something.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it sounds like she's an old lady, but I think she's just chewing gum.
No, I think you meant something else. I think you were implying. I don't even want to. We're just going to finish this up with Tina. Tina, you're the last caller. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
I'm so glad I got on.
We're glad you got on, too.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, Tina.
Hi, Ian.
No, he's gone. He quit. Limey. Say hi to Limey.
Limey, I used to listen to you real late at night.
Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, I said anyway.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. I have a 15-year-old Bichon that's, I've been told by a couple vets that I should probably, you know what.
Put to sleep.
Yeah.
See, I was right. Well, it happens.
I don't want to do that.
Nobody does. Nobody ever does.
Problems.
But anyway, what I called for today, Dr. Doug, is... Anyway. Oh, God.
That's two.
I did it again.
Yeah.
I dropped a plum today on the floor, and she ate it, pit and everything.
Mm.
So I went to my Google and asked Google what to do. And
let's put to sleep.
God. I'm getting signs all over the place, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But anyway, should I be
anyway?
That's three. You know what? You do four of those. You have to come in here and take all your clothes off. I'm just telling you.
Really?
Don't,
do I sound like a little old lady?
No, you don't.
No.
Oh, well, good. I'll be in.
You do not.
Uh-oh. She's coming in.
I think so.
And you'll all die.
No,
okay.
You won't.
But I'm not going to say that word.
You almost did. You almost did.
Almost.
So, Google said to give her a half a teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide, and the vet told me a half a cup, and I thought,
half a cup?
There's no way I'm giving my little 8-pound Bichon a half a cup of hydrogen peroxide, so I decided the best thing is not to give her any.
To drink?
And when did this happen?
To get it down in her to make her throw up.
Oh, my God. No dog would take a half. They couldn't get it down her.
They
swallow a half a cup of hydrogen peroxide?
Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was so cruel. So I'm just going to...
How much does a little doggy weigh, would you guess?
She's only 8 pounds, Dr.
Oh.
She's so sick.
He's tiny. So is he acting sick from swallowing this?
I think it's a she.
She, Dr. Doug. Yeah. It's a very prissy French little Bichon. Real high maintenance.
Yeah, that's a little one, too.
Yeah, she's very, very thin.
So when did this... when did this happen, actually?
Today, around 12 o'clock, 12:30.
Okay. Are plums bad?
And is she having problems, like diarrhea or vomiting?
And see, they took 34 of her teeth out not long ago, so she just kind of gummed that plum to death, and I had my hand in there trying to get it out, and I thought, well, with what little teeth she has left, she's going to bite me, because I just thought, okay, Sophie, you can have it.
Well, I would kind of do one of two things. Ask your veterinarian how he wants to handle it, but, you know, you might want to, if he hasn't done an x-ray, you might want to get an x-ray and see if it's moving through already. If it's past the stomach, you know, it could potentially move through. If it's not too big, it might pass through and not have any problem. The problem is when they start vomiting, and then you do have to address that.
Well,
so,
do you know if a pit has cyanide in it, or all pits?
I have to check on a plum. I haven't really addressed plums before.
Well, you are a vet, right? You need to know.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I'm not perfect.
We're out of time. What do you think, Doc? Quickly, what do you think?
I would say, have you talked to your veterinarian yet?
Yeah, I did. They told me to give her a half a cup of hydrogen peroxide.
See, I wouldn't do that on an older dog without having the dog at the site in case it starts to choke or have problems. That vet needs to be ready to react to it. I would call them and say, you know, we'd really like to do the vomiting condition, but we want to do it under your control. That's the safest way to handle a 15-year-old dog.
I was just kidding around with you when I was being...
We know. We can tell you're a kidder. We know.
Yeah. I thank you so much for your help.
That's what I would do. And if that doesn't work or you're not happy, give us a call. We'll see what we can do.
Frank, I'll see you tomorrow.
Tina, I'll be here tomorrow. And thank you. Thank you for listening.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Doc, did you just pass gas at the end there?
No, that was my dog sitting on my lap.
No. Play it back. We recorded it. Here's what it was. That's it. That does not sound like a dog.
Yeah, no.
All right, theme music, if you would, please, Limey. Let's take him out, as they say, with the theme music. With the theme music. Hey, thank you. Doc, we'll catch up with you. Let's see about October the 4th. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful. All right. Thanks for having us. And Doc, love you all.
Yeah, you too, Dr. Doc Parnikoff, everybody. We love him, and not in a sexual way. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We are so far behind, I can't even begin to tell you. So let me do this real quick, if you don't mind, and that'll help us get caught up. There are two Good Feet locations in the St. Louis area. A Good Feet is all over the United States. And there are two advertisers that I speak for, and in both cases, I initially turned them down and said I don't feel comfortable. And Good Feet was one, because I thought, this sounds kind of ridiculous to me. I get the foot pain thing, how maybe, you know, if you have flat feet and or high arches, and I kind of got that. But all this other stuff didn't make sense to me. And then I began to hear from people, and in a couple of cases it just came up in conversation, oddly enough, that I went to this Good Feet store. I went, wait a second, that's the same. And so I went online and I started looking around, and look, I know how this works. The haters and competitors say nasty things, and sometimes the actual company plants people to say great things, but I think I'm pretty good about differentiating and reading actual real testimonials. And then I got plantar fasciitis. That's a real painful thing. And I went in there. I was the second customer. There was one ahead of me. I may have waited 15 minutes, no more. And I still remember exactly how it went down. They asked me why I was there, and I said, everybody says it's plantar fasciitis. They asked me how it felt, and they confirmed it. And then we went through no more than three, and then about the fourth insert or arch support, I got up and walked around, and I couldn't believe it. Now, that also happens to a lot of people who have back pain or knee pain or hip pain, leg pain, headaches even. The answer is in slightly modifying the way you put your body weight down on your foot. And sometimes when it's excessive on one part of the foot and not balanced properly, it can create problems. Hey, look, take a good look at any sort of, go online and look at a diagram of the body. You got wiring and nerves and junk. Everything's connected to something else. I could see how pain could shoot up into some other part of the body. So just do this. You have pain, and you think it might be related to something in the way you're standing or walking, give it a shot. You'll be in there maybe 30, 40 minutes. You don't have to take your socks off. You people with ugly feet, you just take your shoe off. They'll take an impression of your foot. They'll try a few things. If you don't get up and walk around and feel the relief right there in the store, go on to your next stop. At least you gave it a try. But for thousands of people, this is the answer. The Good Feet stores, two locations, one on Ollard, just west of 270, sort of catty-cornered across from Deerberg's, and on Greenmount Road in Shiloh, Illinois, across from Deerberg's. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com.
That's going to check on traffic right now with Tim Wyland.
All right, and this traffic report is brought to you by Lowe's. Pro customers, right now at Lowe's, you can save on the supplies you need most from the brands you trust to help you get the job done on time and on budget. Visit lowesforpros.com for details. Well, some good news down in the Jefferson County area in Arnold. Yeah, they have cleared that accident at Richardson Road and Richardson Crossing. That was really causing a mess there. Now, they still have that train has broke down blocking Imperial Main between Highway 55 and Highway 6167. We're seeing some big delays on northbound Highway 6167 approaching Imperial Main. We had an earlier stalled vehicle that was blocking the ramp from Ladue to northbound Highway 170. That's been cleared, but traffic is still jammed up because people were having to swerve out in the main highway to get on 170, and you're jammed back to Highway 40. Southbound Highway 170 drivers stop and go now from Olive down through Highway 40. You've got westbound Highway 4064 on the brakes from Tower Grove through McCausland, and then you're heavy again between Hanley out through Ballas, and that's where there was an earlier accident. On westbound 70, running a stretch between Jennings Station
Road out through Florissant. A little bit slow there. Eastbound Highway 270. You're on the brakes from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is also brought to you by Staples. They help your business create presentations, brochures, and manuals designed to impress clients for less. Color presentations they'll remember at prices that'll keep your business in the black. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
There are five expenses that could blindside you in retirement. Find out what they are and how you could protect yourself on America's Wealth Management Show with Dean Barber and Bud Casper, right here on 550 KTRS.
Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Triad's philosophy is to be the single point contact for every client's financial need, from sophisticated cash management programs to your child's first savings account. Triad Bank's response to all of your business, personal, and family interests will be swift and always in your best financial interest. Located on Clayton Road, just west of the Clayton and Lindbergh intersection, right across from the Frontenac Plaza. Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Your business, your family, your bank.
Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Four. Can we play through? I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. For 20 years, Florissant's one of the few towns with a championship 18-hole golf course. Experience public golf at its finest at Florissant Golf Club, where our greens are as good as any private club. Our friendly Florissant Golf Club staff will welcome you as a special guest, and our rolling terrain and interesting layout challenges every skill level with fun holes to play again and again. Call 741-7444 or visit FlorissantGolfClub.com. Great shot, partner.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation, and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Started by my dad in 1957, we've just celebrated our 60th birthday. It's an honor to carry on Dad's legacy, one of integrity and quality. We cut no corners and use only the best materials. We install every style of residential and commercial fence, even custom designs. We've long been known as the premier fence company in the St. Louis area, but we do much more. We service virtually all of your home renovation needs. We like to say that we'll build your fence and almost anything on the inside of it. Whether it be a deck, pergola, carport, retaining wall, home remodeling, or room addition, think Easter. Our team of custom home builders are the finest anywhere. With Easter, you'll be confident that your project will turn out beautiful and will be something that you enjoy and take pride in for years to come. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
It's cooling off.
Yay!
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center end of summer, beginning of fall clearance sale, where all patio furniture is at the lowest prices of the season.
Hooray!
Now that it's cooler and the bugs are not bugging us anymore, it's the best time to use your new patio furniture. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard. With patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas, grills, and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And at the lowest prices of the season. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
Yeah, this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
It's time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years and years. With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less.
Yay!
Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141.
Suburban Leisure Center, of course.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot and give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions may apply. See pharmacy for details.
We are on a fast track today, so no dilly-dallying. We jump right to John Landoff, Jr. Hello, John.
That's right. Don't worry. Hey, how are you?
I am overwhelmed, is how I am. I'm excited, I'm energized, but I'm overwhelmed. I feel like there could never be enough time, and I have the rest of today, which means an hour, and tomorrow, and that's it, to try to convey to people how much I appreciate the emails they've sent me. Some 2,000 of them. And it's like 2 hours every night at least going through emails, and then some of the morning going through them. And I'm just hoping I do a good enough job of thanking them, and you, and everybody else that supports this show over the next 1 hour today and 3 hours tomorrow. So that's, I'm overwhelmed, but in a good way.
There you go. Well, that's good to know.
And I want people to remember,
too, you got a golf tournament on Friday, too.
And people are going to get to meet you because you are coming at the very beginning.
Yes, I am. And okay. I will be there and do the meet and greet and get to talk to all the great participants and all the great listeners. And it's going to be great. It's going to be a great time. I will have Chief Tim Lowry, Florissant Police Chief, and Major Tim Fagan, and then Mark Thornton, our top sales manager, and just great all-around great guy, and a great golfer, and Bruce Weiner.
No, great. Bruce is playing.
3-year service manager. So we are, you know, I'm not golfing, but I have a loaded team. Okay.
You do.
Now, I probably shouldn't allow our team to win, the Johnny Landoff team to win, but, you know, they'll be up there on the scoreboard, the leaderboard.
Why not? If anybody deserves to win fairly, it's the Prime's primary sponsor. I see no problem with that. And by the way, nobody cares who wins anyway. This is all for fun. It's fun.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do what you suggested. You talking about the tournament?
Yeah, the tournament, that's great. Drive around.
I'm going to get in the cart and make sure everybody's having a good time. I'm just going to hold everything okay. You need anything? Can I get the drink? Got a girl over here? That's what I'm going to do.
What if someone says, hey, can you go buy me some another sleeve of golf balls?
I'll say, absolutely, I can.
What are you going to do for the 2 weeks in between stations?
Probably spending quite a bit of time over there going through billing and everything with the new staff and meeting the salespeople. And, you know, there'll be plenty to do to get to know everybody and let them get to know me and how I do what I do.
I just wanted to know if you wanted to maybe hang out a little bit.
Sure. I have time. I'll have time for that. You bet.
I figure you will. But, you know, we can hang out here for a little bit. But
I'll come let you drive my Corvette since you seem to act like you never get to drive any.
I don't think that I should drive someone's Corvette before. I mean, you know, how many miles are on the Corvette that you bought?
8,000. Good guess. Like between 8,000 and 9,000.
I'll come over, John.
No, I mean, when you didn't invite you. When I bought it? None.
Yeah, I mean, so I used to drive Corvettes. I was a spoiled brat. I used to drive Corvettes, and I used to love to drive standard transmission. And my dad would say, you know, some really smart people invented automatic transmission years ago so that you didn't have to have that third pedal down there. What's wrong with you, you Hoosier? And I'm like,
you just gave me a great story. Thank you, a great story for the Playhouse. And it's something that happened just last night, and it's a car story. Thank you. I'm making a note right now.
Hey, we're a good team. Great story. I don't know if you'll admit that on the air, but
no, I'm going to admit it right now. We're a good team. How about that?
And then, Dan, I'm telling you what.
How about this? This will shock him. I love you, John.
Whoa!
How about that? Why wait till the last day?
Wow.
You know? There you go.
Hey, there'll be some man hugging going on Friday.
Fine.
You know?
Fine.
Good. And Trevor?
Yes, sir.
All right, breathe heavy so we know you're there. How you doing?
I'm doing very, very well indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure.
Show him how you can do the American thing. Instead of yes, sir, say yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See that? How about that?
That is hilarious.
No, I'll probably be coming in and see you soon and looking at a new car. I think it's about time I get one.
Wait just a gonna minute.
Save some money.
Wait a minute. Hi, man.
There you go. Ooh. My goal is to get a good down payment. Therefore, monthly payments are just going to be nothing.
If this show does what I think it's going to do, you can mark my words, you'll have a down payment. How about
hey, that? Hey, the show's going to be great.
No, it's going to be better than
that. You know what? Because you're happy.
Yeah.
You're about as happy as I am. And I know that, of course, you're nervous. You know why? Because you care.
I've been nervous for 20 years, 50 years, 60 years.
You're always nervous. I've always preached to, you know, in motivational meetings. If you don't have some butterflies, you know, before you go to work, and especially after like a long weekend and you come back to work, then you don't care. You've got to have sometimes those butterflies, and just as it's part of, I think, how you're built to say, you know, I really want to do a great job. I really care.
The funny thing is, I'm never nervous about going on the air doing this. I'm nervous about everything working and being successful and people, everybody working on the show being happy. That's what I get nervous about. My break every day is walking in here at 3 o'clock. I just, for 3 hours. I just get to talk to people and tell a joke.
That's amazing. That's what your wife said when we're out. She goes, man, when you leave the house to go to work, that's when she gets a break.
Well, isn't that nice? I just said, I tell the guy I loved him and then he says that. Unbelievable. You'll miss her. She's coming at the end of the tournament with my daughter and you're not going to get to see her. So
well then now
go ahead and say it. Oh, that's okay. I'll see you Saturday night like I always do. That's okay, you can say that. No,
I'm not gonna say that. My wife's listening and she knows that's not true.
You will see us plenty of times in the future. And thank you for coming tomorrow, even though I know you have to head out of town, but just for stopping by
Friday.
Thank you.
All Thursday.
Yeah.
I just gotta keep you on point. I know you're excited.
No, I'm all screwed up.
Hey listen, we're open late tonight. I know you gotta get going.
Yeah,
I gotta
go on 15 seconds.
Customers 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800.
All right.
March of 1960. Come and see us tonight, you great AM and the PM listeners, and make sure you tell us immediately that you're AM and the PM.
It's very important, and I will see you Friday. Thank you, John.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll talk tomorrow. Yeah. I'll see you Friday.
All right, love you, buddy. Bye.
Right, love you, too. Bye-bye.
See? Whoa! Another one.
See how easy it is? Yeah. Hey, it's the end of the line, the beginning of another line. Why not give him what he wants? He's been begging to hear that forever. Not in a sexual way. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. They've only been around for 14 and a half years. That's very impressive. Here's what else is impressive. You get a window that's that reasonably priced, and you put a lifetime warranty on it that includes the labor, the glass breakage, everything. You can't do that unless you are absolutely certain that window is everything you say it is, and it is, or they wouldn't have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World has been a fan. That's the other of the two advertisers I turned down initially, because again, I had my doubts as to whether or not they're everything they say they are. They're that and more. I also found out how charitable they are. I appreciate anybody who, when they hold a charity event, all of the money goes to charity. And they have given St. Jude Children's Hospital a pile of money. So I like that. I like the product. I like the owners on the east and the west side. John Gillette and Jim Lomax, thank you for everything. See you 2 weeks down the road. And folks, you need a good solid window. You know the name. Window World. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com. I got a fantastic joke in honor of a Dr. Doug segment about a dog.